Today's Warm at 101.3, and every Monday at this time, we share the warmth with another organization that's doing terrific things in the Rochester area. And today, we're speaking with Janine Sanger, the Executive Director of the Webster Health and Education Network. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us what the Webster Health and Education Network is, and what do you do?
So the Webster Health and Education Network is a drug-free community coalition. We are grant-funded through the CDC. We have about 55 members with representation from 12 sectors of our community, and that includes youth-serving organizations, faith-based organizations, businesses, town government, law enforcement, school, etc. And our general goal is to stave off first use of drugs and alcohol by youth as long as possible, because research shows that the later one starts to use, the less likely it is that they'll become addicted later in life.
Well, my kids went through the Webster School District,
yeah.
And I appreciate you doing this because, yeah, it was kind of important to me that they stayed off of drugs and alcohol, and I'm sure it's important to pretty much every parent out there.
Absolutely.
So what kind of things, what are some of the things that you do that to further your cause?
Our goal as a coalition is not necessarily to say don't do drugs and pass that message on in sort of a negative manner. Our goal really is to develop protective factors. So those are qualities in kids and adults that will make it less likely for them to engage in risky behaviors. We just had an event that ended this last week called Clovers and Clues, and it was geared at families and families of younger kids to drive them around Webster, sort of a scavenger hunt, the assets sort of in our town to find those areas. And they had to unscramble a clue, eventually enter their name into a drawing and to win a prize basket. But it really was to get families to get out and be together and do a fun activity. So we had more than 40 families participate. It was really great.
And you have an event coming up on the 9th of April. Now, was this a fundraiser or is this just another one of the events you do to get families involved?
We are actually participating in this event. It's held by the Webster PTSA, and we are just one group that's participating in it. It's our Community Arts Day. So that is the 9th of April at Schrader High School from 10 to 2. And talk about building protective factors. This is lovely. We have families with kids of all ages come and participate. There's a talent show, and there are exhibits of kids' artwork, and it's just a lovely day that is hosted by the PTSA and the Webster School District.
And I'm sure that you have a donate button on your website. The website is whendfcc.org, and people can go there, and there's all sorts of information. You can learn about your organization, and there is a donate button if people want to help.
It's a very robust website, and we invite folks to look around at it, and also there's an opportunity to sign up to receive our monthly newsletter and also to become a member of our organization.
Janine Sanger, the Executive Director of WEN, thank you for joining us this morning and continue doing your great work.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. Of course. If there's an organization you'd like me to highlight, drop me an email, tony@warm1013.com, and we'll share the warmth right here on Warm 101.3.